How ironic. We walked through a crowd of, I don't know, maybe there's 1,000 people here. Nobody wants the biblical gospel at a gospel festival. So we're just preaching in between their music sessions. We're being light and salt in a dark place. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly expose those in sin. People selling music. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. People making trinketry out of Jesus. What do we got? They're selling retreats over Christmas time, retreats over the pagan holidays. Let's cover this. We'll make a video later. So they're selling retreats. They're selling all kinds of trinketry, t-shirts, and CDs that Jesus made a whip for in John 2. You folks should be ashamed. One nation under God. Let's talk about that. No, not God bless America. God's coming to judge and destroy America and the world, because America is a sinful, wicked, paganized, corrupt nation. All right? CD bundle, $60, more money taking and selling. Outdoor ministries. Oh, combining your idolatrous hobbies of hunting and fishing with Jesus Christ. More sin, more money taking. Yeah, that's what we have going on here. Money taking, heresy, false gospels, more money taking here. Get two for $20. I wonder if Jesus would come with his whip. I wonder if Jesus would come with his whip and turn the tables over. Would you like me? You website, we're going to be putting a testing up of this. We don't make a penny like you do.
Is our faith based upon that?
Our faith is based upon Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. But read James 2, a saving faith always leads to works of obedience and holiness. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, without holiness, no one will see God.
What are the works of God?
Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. So I didn't get through the gospel yet. So by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you must repent and turn from your sin, come out of the world, and come out of every false way. The churches are full of false ways. And then the Bible says in Acts 5, let me finish the gospel, sir. By faith and repentance, the Bible says God gives the Holy Spirit to whoever believes in him. Do you think it says that?
Absolutely.
It does not. It does not. It says in Acts 5, I think it's 32, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Look it up. Acts 5:32.
What is the new commandment that Jesus Christ gave us?
He gave us many new commandments.
No, he gave us one.
He gave us many. He gave us many. He brought many, but that doesn't mean that the moral law is gone. Actually, the Ten Commandments are echoed in the New Testament, except for Saturday Sabbath keeping, which we're not. But you do have Seventh-day Adventist cult here, getting ready to play music later. The cult of the Seventh-day Adventists are here. I just witnessed to them.
I just witnessed
to two young men. They were two young black men. Not that the race matters, but just to prove you, I talked to two young black men, yeah. Seventh-day Adventists. One was very nice and listened. The other was a mocker, basically.
Their names?
I did not get their names. I don't take people's personal names because I make audios.
Okay. Well, it's probably a good idea to, if you're talking to someone that you want to establish a relationship.
Where does the Bible tell us we need relationship to preach truth? Did Israel know the prophets when they showed up to preach the truth?
Absolutely.
No, they did not. Did they know Jonah when he showed up in Nineveh? He was nobody to them.
You're right, but did
not relationship,
did
sir.
The Israelites know see, Isaiah.
See, here's the problem. Oh, the Israelites did, but many times when the prophets were sent, many times when the prophets were sent, they were not known. But let me get back to the gospel. So by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you must repent, which the church system doesn't. Come out of the world, come out of every false way. They're practicing false ways. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, false ways. Feminization, false way. Women with their heads uncovered. Women dressing, showing their bodies off. Men showing their bodies off. All these things God gave an order and showed us in the Bible.
I agree.
Okay, well, you can't agree with that because you're here representing and united to this, so that's sin. So you're representing and united to sin, sir.
Are you saying that Christians do not sin?
Excuse me, sir?
Are you saying that Christians do not sin?
I'll tell you what. A Christian can sin. I can sin. I can choose sin. I don't live and practice sin.
I would agree with you.
That's the difference. So I don't practice the pagan traditions. So by the shed blood of Jesus, repentance, you're born again. He gives the Spirit to those who obey him, Acts 5. And then the Bible says the fruit you're born again is not fleshly music shows. The fruit you're born again is not Sunday church service, and I'm not a Sabbatarian. We can gather any day, but Sunday's not the Lord day. That's another Roman Catholic lie. Just like Christmas, Roman Catholic lie.
Jesus
Easter, Roman Catholic lie.
Jesus was raised on the first day.
No, he was not. Nope, that's another whole topic. I have an article on that. Jesus died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. He's in the grave 3 days and three nights. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
It's based upon the Hebrew calendar.
No, they do it by reckoning of days. Can you get 3 days and three nights?
He died Friday.
Yep.
He was buried Friday.
Okay.
He was in the grave Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And yep. How many nights was he in the grave?
He was in what?
How many nights was he in the grave? Well, according to your theology.
Scripture says 3 days, three nights.
How many is he in the grave according to your theology?
We trust the Lord in his word.
Two.
What he says to
us. You're lying to people. Jesus is in the grave Friday night and Saturday night. That's only two. Jesus rose on died on Wednesday. He died the day before the high Sabbath, which is John 19. And he rose on Saturday because he is our Sabbath rest.
Wait, wait.
So the Bible says also God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Yes.
And obedience and holiness is part of the fruit that you know God, and then you have to endure in a saving faith.
So who
there's many, many faith genres here that would disagree that you have to endure in a saving faith.
I would like to have a discussion with you.
Well,
the way you
actually, I'm here to preach, and you don't seem like you're somebody that you're here defending man-made religion, and you just lied to me.
I'm here
to Jesus is in the
Jesus
grave two nights. Your Savior's in the grave two nights.
Sir, you don't give a chance for it to talk.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to a man that's defending false religion.
Sir, Jesus Christ had compassion.
Really? He had compassion for people. He had compassion for people, but not false teachers, sir. He didn't have compassion for false teachers. He didn't go along with false doctrine. He didn't go along with men that practice false religion. So Jesus would rebuke you. Jesus would turn your table over. You want to talk about Jesus? 2 for $20. Regular CD price, $15. Jesus would turn your table over. So don't tell me about the biblical Savior. Go read John 2,
sir,
and pray about that.
Is this the tabernacle of the Lord?
Thank you. Go pray. We're the temple of God, God people. You're taking money from people. You're taking money from people, and you're not seeking truth and righteousness and holiness. I just had a man there lying to me, telling me Jesus is in the grave 2 days. No, he's in the grave 3 days. I have men lying to me, telling me that you can keep man-made religion. You can't keep man-made religion. I have men lying to me that Jesus wouldn't come and offend people with the truth. My Savior would offend people with the truth. My Savior would come and tell the truth and would be offense to you. Jesus is an offense to man-made religion. Jesus is an offense to the traditions of men. Jesus is an offense to the people of the world. This is the people of the world. You're mingled with the world. Thank you for staying on my face, sir. I appreciate that. The police officers told me I'd have every right to be here. I appreciate that. You guys earlier told me I had no First Amendment rights anywhere here. Thank you. Appreciate that, sir. Love you. Hope you repent and come out of this. So we got wicked people here that don't even know the law of man. They clearly don't know the law of God. But the truth goes out, our website, for free. We don't sell it like the money takers. The truth of God goes out and goes forth. And if you'd open the Holy Scriptures, you would see the truth and you would repent and come out. Without repentance, there is no salvation. So these people here have a false gospel, false Jesus. They think Jesus wouldn't come and tell the truth and offend people. They think Jesus would just be compassionate in lies and sin and worldliness. They think Jesus would go along with man-made traditions. Traditions like the Anabaptist faith that are far from the truth of God. The Presbyterian faith. The Seventh-day Adventist faith. The Baptist faith. Name one.
Lutheran.
Name any faith. And I'll tell you who started it and what its sin is. How can Jesus be the Lord of truth while you keep so many false ways in your denominations? Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Anabaptist, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever. One man brought a Bible and wanted to talk until he tells me Jesus is a liar and was in the grave 2 days and three nights. No, Jesus is in the grave 3 days, three nights. They make a liar out of our Savior. I won't stand for it. So yes, it's true. The churches are lying to you. They're Satan's system to deceive you. It's loving to come into these places and tell you that truth. They're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. They're propping up a false Jesus today. It's fleshly false music. So far from the truth of God, we walked over by the money taking. So they're selling cruises. They got Larry Lauder family. Who's being lifted up there? Larry Lauder. We got Blake and Jenna.com. Who's being lifted up there? We got God's Great American Outdoors. We got a whole bunch in there that I'm not even going in there. A bunch of false ministries not preaching the gospel. The gospel that doesn't call you out of the world is a false gospel, neighbor. The gospel that doesn't transform your entire life and your faith system is a false gospel. Test yourself. I find it ironic. We're at a gospel festival and nobody wants the biblical gospel. That's amazing. A gospel festival and people don't want to talk about the biblical gospel. So far, no, you don't, ma'am, if you're here. If you're here, ma'am. If you're here, ma'am. If you're here, the lady just tells me to shut up. How loving. She just told me to shut up. She's pointing to the false Anabaptists saying they sung the gospel. We don't sing the gospel. Let's talk about this. The Bible says go and preach the word of God. The word of God. Not sing fleshly music. Time for the next. Preach the gospel. Make disciples. Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. You're not doing that here. You're not doing that here at all. So don't tell me, unloving old lady, she's an old lady, I'm an old man. All right, I'll equal it out. I'm an old man, she was an old lady. Telling me that they're singing the gospel. Look at the fruit of the gospel they're singing. You're all worldly and carnal. You're all false, practicing false religion. You all have a false Jesus. A gospel that is ineffectual to transform you is not the biblical gospel, neighbors.
Amen.
Test yourself while you can.
Good afternoon, Hilbert, Wisconsin.
It's godly and loving to tell the truth.
There you go. Feeling good. The Lord blessed us with a great day.
So the guy up on the stage just talked about us and said, we're practicing our rights here to make videos to lift ourselves up on the internet. Let's get this straight. These people put themselves up on a stage. I'm pointing to the stage. You saw it in my videos. And they got pictures of themselves on their CDs. And they're lifting themselves up as a spectacle, singing songs that God did not ordain. And yet they're telling me we're lifting ourselves up. They can't be serious. The height of hypocrisy at a gospel festival, and they don't even want the biblical gospel. I hope you repent, young Seventh-day Adventists. The wrath of God is coming for you. And I hope you Anabaptists repent. You're following a man-made religion that won't save you, ladies. We love you. You need to repent and seek Christ in spirit and truth. The Anabaptists just came off the stage. Not good. Not good at all. Wow. So it's loving to tell the truth. Lifting ourselves up? I don't think so. I'm not on a stage selling CDs. I'm exposing the truth so souls can be saved. Consider that. Open the Holy Scriptures and you'll see that which is good, pure, and true. You're following false religion. Unless you've been born again and transformed by the Spirit of God, you have no hope, neighbor. This is not biblical Christianity. This is false, man-made churchianity that will not save anyone.
You're the guy that's false.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a born-again, spiritual believer that loves Jesus and the Bible, and this is worshiping and praising the Lord.
Actually, it isn't.
You guys are full of baloney.
It's not biblical. It's not sound doctrine. There's Seventh-day Adventists here. There's Presbyterians here. That's ecumenicalism. God says we're sure it is. God says we're supposed to worship in spirit and truth and all have the same heart, one mind, speaking all the same things. 1 Corinthians 1:10. That's not what's happening here. You all have different doctrines.
You're full of baloney.
You all have different beliefs. I love you, sir. Unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul. You got to repent every day, sir. You got to repent of your rightful association. You got to repent of your carnal music, of your pagan holidays.
If I was running this, I'd throw you guys out.
Really? You can't.
Because you're from the devil.
You can't. They already tried, but they can't.
You guys are of the devil.
They can. It's perfectly legal to share the truth of God. We're doing great. How are you, sir? Take a gospel card. Test yourself to the Word of God. This is not biblical Christianity. That's why we're here.
How do you know?
How do I know? Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. So the fruit of this is people on stage lifting themselves up. They're selling CDs back there for money. Jesus made a whip for them in John 2, selling the things of God. Right? Jesus will be angry about that.
The gospel. Jesus doesn't like it when he sells things.
Of course he doesn't. Not in the Father's name. Making trinketry of our Father. Why do you think he made a whip and turned over tables in John 2?
Then what do we do when we go to grocery stores? They usually expect that you would give them money.
That has nothing to do with lift. You're not selling God. You're buying a product. This is. Jesus said, freely it was given, freely you should give, sir. So freely it should be given. The gospel that they're proclaiming doesn't call people out of the world and out of false ways. This is false churchianity. I was just telling that man. There's the cult of Seventh-day Adventists is going to be singing here. That's a cult. The Anabaptists were just here. They are not biblical, but not even close. Protestants are here.
Whoa.
Presbyterians
back,
are here.
Wait, back up. Back the truck up. One at a time. Okay, what's wrong with the Anabaptists?
Well, the Anabaptists are a man-made religion. Jesus didn't start all of their false doctrines. They don't even believe in the biblical gospel. They name themselves after a man, Menno Simons, like the Lutherans.
Can you think of any doctrines in particular of the Anabaptists that you don't like?
Of course, Christmas and Easter. They practice the pagan holidays. They believe Jesus was a ransom paid to Satan, many of them. They don't even preach Christ crucified. They don't believe in the biblical gospel of the shed blood of Jesus Christ for remission of sin, his resurrection. Repent of all false ways in the world and come out.
Let me finish the gospel.
Then be born again, born from above by the Spirit of God when you truly obey God and walk in holiness and righteousness and endure to the end. About the only thing the Anabaptists believe in that is they say have faith in Jesus and endure. But their repentance, they don't even preach born again. They don't even walk in holiness and obedience. So they have an unbiblical gospel that cannot save you.
Yeah, how do you know that they don't walk in holiness?
Because I know the Anabaptists. I've tested all their doctrines. I know many of them. I've tested.
So do you think by knowing many of them and that they don't walk with Christ, that means all Anabaptists?
I've never met a biblical Anabaptist church. Show me one. I've never met one. I've never met a biblical Baptist church. I've never met a biblical Presbyterian church. Never met a biblical non-denominational church. Never met a biblical Roman Catholic church. See, Jesus said, few there be that will find it. Okay? He said, few there be that will find it. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. This is false Jesus here with false gospel, and look at the fruit of it. People are not holy in how they live, act, talk, dress. When God said, you're mine, God clothed us in Genesis 3 by killing an animal and shedding blood. Everybody now uses clothing as a fashion statement. It's supposed to be a sin covering.
Yeah. How do you know that everybody here is not?
I can see their fruit. Look at women walking around with their heads uncovered, unbiblical. Women with short hair, unbiblical.
Ever head covered outside church.
Actually, if you look up on my website, I take you right to the Word of God, and we have a whole bunch of teachings. A woman's hair is her glory, it's to be covered only for.
But isn't that in 1 Corinthians 11? Wouldn't that be talking mainly about what's expected for adornment within the congregation?
No.
But not in a public place?
Not at all. In fact, actually, the Mennonites don't even practice, but we're not talking about them. The Protestants are hypocrites because all of their great leaders, they're not my great leaders, Spurgeon, Edwards, Luther, Calvin, all of those men taught women to cover their head at all times. And it's what the Bible teaches. Feminism rose up about 100 years ago and they threw it all into the garbage. And now they're feminized. They keep the pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. One man was trying to reason with me. He's selling trinkets over there, CDs. And he came up and I started talking to him about truth. He had his Bible, but he doesn't want truth because he says, no, Jesus died Friday and he rose Sunday. I said, sir, Jesus did not die Friday and rise Sunday because otherwise he's a liar. He said, what do you mean? I said, how many days was Jesus in the grave? 3 days and 3 nights, according to the Bible. He couldn't. He got mad. He started shaking. He was so nervous. He couldn't get three nights, Friday night to Sunday morning.
I have a different understanding.
It's a lie.
Yeah, I think your interpretation of that is not the way most people
72 hours. Jesus said there's 12 days in a day, 12 hours in a day. There's 12 hours in a night. 3 days is 72 hours. He didn't rise on Sunday. The Bible doesn't say that. It's a Roman Catholic doctrine. He died on Wednesday night, the day before the high Sabbath. He rose again on Saturday. And the reason I drive this home, people say it doesn't matter. It
yeah,
does
you're
matter.
Correct. Because on the third day and 3 days and three nights, those are maxims for basically on the third day. And in Judaism, the part of any part of the day.
You still can't get three nights. Give me three nights. Where's the Sunday night?
I told you, it's a maxim.
No,
3 days and
no,
three
it's not. It's not a maxim.
Yeah.
Jonah was in the grave. No, so they're it's a Roman. First of all, you're not even supposed to be practicing Christmas and Easter. They're Roman Catholic holidays. God didn't ordain them, sir.
And are you saying that Jesus was crucified on Wednesday?
He was crucified on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath, John 19.
Okay, the problem is the Sabbath wouldn't have fallen on a Wednesday. The Passover wouldn't have fallen on a Wednesday.
Nope.
You run into more
The high Sabbath. Nope.
Than you do.
Nope.
With
the high Sabbath was on Thursday. There was a different Sabbath than a Friday, than a Saturday. It was a high Sabbath Thursday. But here's the point. Forget that. I got an article on that. You can read it up. I'm not here to argue that with you.
If you want me to forget it, why'd you bring it up?
The holidays, because I'm bringing up, you said why. Give me doctrines why they're false.
Yeah.
The holidays aren't even supposed to be celebrated, sir. They're not invented in the Bible. You can't go to the Bible and show me a practice of Christmas and Easter.
Now, how do you know 100% for sure that your perspective on biblical text is 100%
last point I'm going to give you.
The other people
last
around
point,
you are
last
are
point
not
I'm
going to
give you. Peter
right.
says there's one interpretation. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God confirms it. When we test these things to the Word of God, a spiritual man discerns spiritual things. Everybody in the man-made religious system discerns fleshly, and they're saying, oh, I can do Christmas, I can do Easter. It doesn't matter when Jesus died or rose again. Spiritually discerning all truth. One lie is going to put you out of the kingdom of God, per Revelation 22. One practicing lie, one willful sin is going to put you out of the kingdom of God. Ananias and Sapphira were killed in Acts 5 for one lie, after grace had come.
Let me ask you something. How do you know for sure that your doctrine is 100% right in every point?
Because it lines up with God's word perfectly and theirs don't. When you test it, Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. I just look at the fruit of this place. Trinket selling, carnality, feminization, pagan holidays, fleshly entertainment that Jesus said.
Can I ask you about the pagan? What pagan holidays?
Christmas and Easter.
That.
They all represent Christmas and Easter. That's those are pagan holidays.
I don't
these bodies all practice Christmas and Easter.
How do you know that?
I know they do.
How do you know that?
Because all the denominationals do.
And how do you know that every
now you're asking kind of foolish questions because you walk around on Easter.
No, I just want you to know how.
Go past an evangelical church on Easter Sunday. They're practicing it with the Roman Catholic Pope. Go by there on December 25th and they've already done all their Easter, their Christmas services and such. So
you have some theological differences with something, or at least you think you have some theological differences.
Actually, the differences are sin. This is full of sin and we reject sin. Test yourself in that gospel. We love you.
Oh, wait, come back.
Gospel, good news, lifting up Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life. You can send me an email. Send me an email. I'd love to talk to you. Jesus made the way to eternal life, the narrow way, but you're on the broad road to destruction, keeping your false gospel flesh that doesn't even want the biblical gospel. They keep many false ways. I've been saying it all day. Any gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, any gospel that doesn't honor all of Jesus' word and truth is a false gospel. The church systems are not honoring the truth of God today. The church systems are teaching lies and error and sin. So test yourself, neighbor. Repent. Change your mind. Change your ways. Receive the goodness, grace, mercy, and love of God. Avoid the wrath and judgment that's coming.